Welcome to the Jones Zone, a podcast by Daryl and JJ Jones, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. Your host, Daryl Jones, a top Orange County real estate agent, has been supporting homeowners for over 30 years. He is here to share his tips and advice, as well as insights from industry experts, to help you take your real estate game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Daryl Jones.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Jones Zone. Today, we're going to be talking to Ian Chow Ice. He's a real estate agent in the beautiful state of Hawaii. I put this together because I know we have a lot of Californians who are moving out of the state. And the beautiful part about being in California is you can kind of pick and choose. Now, Hawaii may be a little different. I don't know your prices there. But again, that's something we're going to go over. So welcome to the show. And I appreciate you taking the time to do this for us. He's been a real estate agent in Hawaii for a few years now. He actually met my daughter, Christina, back, 9 years ago or so?
About eight years ago. Yeah.
Because she went to Hawaii, University of Hawaii. So sure. I'm so happy that can help us out. So Ian, how this works is I just have a series of questions that anybody who's thinking about leaving a particular state and moving to another state would be curious to find out the answer. So I'm just going to shoot them by you, and then you just give me your best answers. So let me ask you this. You were saying you originally lived in California, Northern California, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
And then when did you move to Hawaii?
So I moved out to Hawaii in 2015. I graduated high school in 2015 in the North Bay area. And I went to University of Hawaii, started school there. That was the main reason I moved out here, was just to go to University of Hawaii. I do have family out here. So there was a little bit of a connection there, which made the transition easier for me. But once I graduated, I just never left. I loved the place.
Loved it that much. Okay. So you moved out there for, let me ask you that then. We know why you moved out there. Why'd you stay?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot to love. And for me, I mean, it was the combination of the relationships that I had built here. You know, I think the people here, I hear all the time that when people move here, it's very easy to meet new people. People are very warm. And part of that is because there's a large population of people here who are transplants. So I think a lot of people understand that experience of moving here, being new in an area and having to make new connections. And people are just generally just very warm and open, and it's easy to connect with people. The lifestyle is amazing. I think that if you move out here and you don't learn to love the outdoors and love nature, you might be doing something wrong. That's my personal opinion. You know, whether that's hiking, you know, water sports are amazing. You know, if you like boats, yachting, that sort of thing. I'm a big surfer. I like rock climbing, very active. And that's one of the things that I love about it. And because obviously the weather is so good, you can do that year round.
Yeah. So now tell me a little bit more. Maybe you can educate the audience. How many islands are there in Hawaii? And can you name them for us?
There's 8 major islands. There's the Big Island, which is just Hawaii Island. That's the largest island. Actually, the Big Island is larger than I think all of the other islands combined, if you were to put them together. So it's a big island. That's why it's called Big Island.
Right.
There's the Big Island. There is Maui, where, you know, we obviously just had that horrific tragedy in Lahaina. There is Oahu, which is the main, most populous island. That's where I am now. That's where the capital in Honolulu is. Overall, there's about, I think the state of Hawaii, there's about 1.1 million people in the whole state, and about 1 million of them live on Oahu. So it's the most densely populated. That's where most of the commerce and the industry is, most of the jobs are. So we got Big Island, Maui, Oahu. There's Kauai. There is Molokai.
I heard Kauai, yeah. I think that's my wife's or someone, multiple people told me that was their favorite island. Do you have one that's maybe the prettiest? I suppose it's somewhat subjective.
Yeah, Kauai is pretty stunning. I mean, every island is very stunning in its own way. I think, you know, when people think of Hawaii, they tend to think of kind of the less developed islands. The urban environment isn't what people typically think of when they think of Hawaii. They think of like the pristine beaches and the landscapes without all the buildings. And you get a lot more of that on the outer islands like Kauai or Maui or Big Island. You know, it's much more rural. It's much more kind of country feel. So personally, I don't know if I have a favorite island, but I went to Kauai earlier this year and it's stunning. It's really beautiful.
What are the biggest differences between California and Hawaii that you've noticed? Anything significant?
Biggest differences. I would say a big difference, and this struck me most recently because I was visiting San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, is the commutes and the drive times. So something I always forget about when I go back to the mainland is just how spread out things are. You know, here in Hawaii, at least here on Oahu, we get very spoiled. and this answers one of your other questions about commuting and stuff. We get very spoiled just because everything is so close. I mean, pretty much as far as you're going to drive anywhere on the island is half an hour, right? Maybe 45 minutes, maybe an hour if you're like prime traffic as far as you're going to go, right?
Right.
I live in urban Honolulu, so I'm very central. Everything, like my whole life is within like a 10-minute radius, whether it's the gym, the grocery store, it's super close. The airport, I hop on the freeway and the airport's 10, 15 minutes away, you know? So
wow.
We get very spoiled. Like if the drive gets pushed out past 20, 30 minutes, we're like, oh, it's kind of far, you know, even with commuting, you know, there's a decent amount of traffic just because, you know, if you work in urban Honolulu, people have to make that commute and there's just one freeway to get there if you're coming from the west side, but it's never going to be that long of a commute from a time.
All right, so everything's really tight. Was anything that surprised you about Hawaii that you weren't expecting?
That I wasn't expecting. You know, I had a bit of a unique experience because I was here a lot growing up. So I think I was a lot more familiar with the culture and the stuff to do. I think one thing that I could say, this kind of combines with my experience at University of Hawaii, and I touched on it earlier, was the diversity of people that you will meet here. That's a function just of Hawaii's history because there's been a lot of immigration here over the last several hundred years. But just by nature, I think something having to do with the fact that it's a destination, there's a lot of people that moved for here from all over, you know, all like internationally and from the United States. So that's something that I wasn't expecting is, you know, there's an opportunity to meet all sorts of different people. I have friends that I've made who, you know, like Chrissy, like your stepdaughter, who maybe they leave, but now I have all these ties back to Hawaii all over the world, right? And I think that's something that's really unique and amazing about it. Similar to parts of California, you know, a big melting pot.
Yeah.
So.
Now, how's the weather? I know, Chris, if I remember correctly, I probably should let you answer. I asked the question, but tell me, how's the weather in Hawaii? People often leave California. They want to know. They're worried about the weather because California's got such great weather. How's the weather in Hawaii?
Oh, the weather in Hawaii is amazing. It is, again, we get very spoiled, right? The weather is great. I would say it's more humid than California, but it doesn't get as hot.
Interesting.
I know during the summers, you know, I know California can get up into the 90s and even the 100s sometimes. We don't have that here. We don't have the same extremes. I would say year round, you're probably looking at a range from between 70 to 85 degrees.
Wow. Like,
that's the range. But you do feel the humidity. You know, we're heading into the winter right now and the humidity goes up during the winter. And, you know, that combined with the heat, it can feel a little bit warmer because you're sweating a little bit more and all that.
How far are you from the equator?
I want to say we're right on it. Like we're pretty close. It's very tropical, you know.
And what would be the humid months? What would be considered the months that are humid there in Hawaii?
Most humid is going to be, I mean, we're starting to get into the season. We don't really have seasons here. That's another thing that's unique is we don't really have a fall. We don't really have a spring. It's kind of just the wet season and the dry season. So the wet season is going to be November to maybe like February or March, I'd say. So it rains more. It generally gets cooler, but it's more humid as well, right? And then the summer, the dry season is going to be the other part of the year. And, you know, it's going to be hotter, but less humid. You're rarely going to have a cloudy day or a rainy day. It's just, it's going to be beautiful blue skies pretty much nonstop.
I heard that when it does rain there, it rains for around 12 minutes and then it's clear the rest of the day.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much raining at any given point somewhere on the island. And, and so we have these microclimates. It's kind of an ongoing joke that like, I couldn't tell you the last time I checked the weather because it could be pouring rain at my house and I know I'm going to leave. And by the time I get to the beach 10 minutes away, it's going to be clear, you know? Wow. So I don't even bother to look. It's not gonna, it doesn't matter to me.
That makes sense. Now, and would one have to be worried about it? I hear of what is it called island fever or where you feel, can you talk about that at all? Or I guess you don't have it, obviously. Yeah.
I haven't gotten it. I think there's a few things that might contribute to that. You know, I've tried to kind of understand it. I think part of it might come from a comfort around water. I love the water. You know, growing up in the Bay Area, I was always close to the water. I love to surf. You know, people love diving, being on boats, that sort of thing. If that's not something that you could do a lot of or you're comfortable around, I think that affects people, you know, feeling there is a sense of isolation being on an island, right? You know, there's certain things about the mainland that I do miss, like I miss road trips, right? You don't really have road trips here. So I think there's some of that contributes to it. But beyond that, I mean, that's my understanding of island fever. I think there's a certain alignment with just the lifestyle and it's not for everybody.
Right. Makes sense. Now, how about taxes? Taxes is a big thing in people, especially people in California. But how are the taxes there in Hawaii?
Last time I checked, we either have the lowest property taxes in the country or we're number two behind Alabama. So I think we're number one or two. Our rate, our tax rate, I just looked it up, is about 0.25% on average. So very low. You know, that is balanced out by some of the highest property values in the country. Right. But we have very low property taxes.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Now, the difference between the cost of living, utilities, food, insurance, if I remember correctly, those are a little bit higher in Hawaii. Is that fair to say?
I think it's actually changed recently in the past few years. From what I've heard and talking to people, you know, that live on the mainland, it sounds like the mainland's caught up to Hawaii, at least on the coast and the coastal regions. You know, my friends that have come to visit, I think historically Hawaii has been a lot more expensive because things have to be transported here. There's certain reasons, you know, like a lot of our goods that come from Asia, they actually have to go to LA first before they come back to Hawaii. So that increases some of the expenses. But from what I've heard, and I haven't looked super closely at the data, but it sounds like it's kind of leveled out the last few years.
Yeah, I think it has because of possibly inflation. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But what about the insurance? So is it easy to get your home insured in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. I would say, you know, for conventional financing, insurance is required, right? And so we never run into issues with that. One thing that is different from some areas, you know, I know it's not unique just to Hawaii, but we do have flood insurance. Okay. There's flood maps that we have to pay attention to. You know, there's certain risk profiles depending on where you're located on the island. So that's a consideration. I wouldn't say it's as extreme as a place like Florida or some of the other Gulf states where we have these regular hurricanes that are destroying property. At least on Oahu, we're a little bit more insulated from that. It's not as much of a problem as I think in some other places.
And then what's the economy like? Is there industries there? Is it primarily the service industry, hotels, et cetera? How's the economy there in Hawaii?
The biggest industries are going to be government. So that includes military has a huge presence here, all the different bases, service industry, like you said, tourism, construction's pretty big, and then medicine. Those are kind of the biggest ones.
Are they doing a lot of new construction in Hawaii?
In some areas, they're trying, you know, like everywhere, I think it comes with its own challenges and there's always red tape that people have to work through.
Right. And when I say construction, I'm meaning houses. I'm sure they're trying to put hotels everywhere.
Yeah. The hotels, they are still building hotels. Development of hotels is slowed down. You know, I think the heyday of that was really in the 60s and 70s back in Waikiki. The big conversation now is affordable housing. Right.
Yeah.
Living on an island, limited land, housing is always an issue. Right. And so there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of incentives that they're trying to put together to make it easier for affordable housing, particularly higher density housing. You know, there's numerous developments kind of spread out around the island that they are building, finishing, releasing, you know, in various stages. So they're certainly working on it, but you know, like everywhere, it's always a challenge.
What type of housing? So do you have buildings like condominiums, similar to LA and Long Beach that have it? Orange County doesn't have a lot of that. Now, do you have also, what's the newest home track in where you work? 20 years old, 5 years old?
Newest home track? I mean, there's homes getting developed. There's new condos being built here in urban Honolulu, where I live. Over on the west side, which you can almost think of the western side of Hawaii as almost like the suburbs of Hawaii. You know, there's suburbs outside of urban Honolulu, but because of the price of real estate, a lot of people have started to move further west, further away from urban Honolulu, just because prices are lower. So there's a lot of new developments out there. I would say the newest, I mean, they have some that they're finishing up that they've been finishing in the last year or two, you know, that they're starting to release. So there's some that are brand new here in Honolulu, in urban Honolulu. There are towers, condos that are being released. You know, if you look around, there's a ton of cranes in the sky. So things are going up all the time, both affordable housing, but also luxury. You know, there's a big market for luxury housing here with out-of-state buyers. So yeah, there's a lot of activity.
You mentioned the medical industry. So, and that's a question that oftentimes people who retire are going to want some good medical doctors and local. How's the medical care there in Hawaii?
My understanding is that it's great. I mean, we have a ton of hospitals. We have the Queen's Center, the Queen's medical system, which has multiple hospitals kind of spread throughout the island. We have Kaiser is here. There's military hospitals. So there's Tripler, there's Straub. So, I mean, there's hospitals all over and it is one of the larger industries as far as the number of people employed.
And how are the schools? Anybody that's moving with children, How are the schools? Yeah.
As you know, that's to a degree, sometimes a little subjective. So I pulled up some rankings. You know, I was reading this thing on US News that ranked the K through 12 ranks in Hawaii as 17th in the country, as far as the public schools. There are a lot of private schools here as well that are very prominent. But I think public schools, like anywhere, it's going to depend on what neighborhood, what district you're in as well, right? There's going to be variance there.
So it's adequate. Now, how about this? Californians always want to know about critters or insects. I've done other states and I've gotten everything from mosquitoes to these little pigs that don't have pus to alligators. So I mean, what's Hawaii? In fact, Hawaii doesn't have any snakes. Is that correct?
We haven't. I've heard of a couple snakes getting found recently, which could potentially be a problem, but we don't have any, nothing that's like.
Yeah, no, I thought it was famous where they don't have any snakes, but okay, I digress. Yeah, but any other critters that someone that you have to worry about when you get outside, mosquitoes okay there? Or?
I think the biggest thing that people have to keep in mind coming from out of state is that it is a tropical environment, right? So because of that, you do have more insects. Cockroaches are very common. You know, you see them on the ground, you see them in the trash. Sometimes they come in the house, right? And that's just, you gotta be used to that. And that's a reflection of, you know, your tidiness as well, to a certain extent, you know, how clean you keep your space. Right. Chickens, well, there's wild chickens everywhere. You literally will hear roosters in the morning sometimes.
Wild.
Depending on where you are. Yeah, wild chickens.
So that's really interesting.
Those are kind of the main ones that are unique to Hawaii, I would say. Mosquitoes, certain parts of the island, you have that worse than others. Where I am here in Honolulu, they actually tend to come out more during the cooler part of the year. The heat tends to kind of drive them away a little bit.
Oh.
But so they're starting to come out a little bit more during the wet season. But again, your behavior can either encourage that or mitigate that, right? You don't want to leave standing water around in your yard because that's where they breed, that sort of stuff.
But it's not super obnoxious, apparently, as long as you keep it. And how long's the flight to Hawaii? I should know this. What's it, 5 hours, California?
5 or 6, depending. Oh. I think when you have the tailwind, it's 5. So I think that's coming from California to Hawaii is faster than going back.
And is it pretty easy to get from island to island?
Oh, yeah. It's cheap.
Okay.
I think, relatively cheap. It's cheaper than going to the mainland. So I could do a round trip ticket to any of the islands for typically on any given day, do it for less than $100. And depending on the island, you know, I mean, you're looking at a 20 to 40 minute flight.
And would you fly? Are there any islands that you actually would boat to rather than fly?
You'd have to do that privately. They used to have a ferry back in the day, but they shut that down. So you'd have to have a boat or know somebody with a boat. But it's funny, actually, flying between the islands, especially, you know, I think Big Island's a little bit closer. Kauai is a little bit farther. So that one's more like a 45 minute flight. But like if you fly to Maui or Big Island, it's literally like you take off. And by the time you hit like 10,000 feet, you're already going back down.
Oh, perfect.
Super fast. Like people do weekend trips all the time. It's super easy.
Oh, that's very cool. What advice would you give any Californians who are considering moving to your beautiful state of Hawaii?
You know, I think something that's really important for anyone that moves here is having some kind of a grasp on the local history and the community and the culture. You can imagine it's a small community. And I think it's really important for the people that come here to respect the culture here, make an effort to assimilate and become integrated and learn about the culture here, right? And, because it is very small.
Yeah. In that culture, let me ask you this, because I get that a lot. And what probably one of the most more common ones is people are so friendly here. Is Hawaii a little bit more friendly or a little bit more private, I guess you could say? How would you describe that part?
Very friendly. Very friendly. Yeah. I mean, it's the aloha spirit, right? It's all about being warm, being friendly, helping your neighbor, right? And that kind of harkens back to what I said before. Like my experience, it was very easy to meet new people. It's an on-running joke how small this island can be. And, you know, I think for better and worse, right? I can imagine sometimes if you grow up here and everybody knows everything about you, that can be kind of tough. But I also love it because I love the feeling of going out. And like anytime I step outside the house, if I go to the store, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to see somebody that I know. And I love that. Not everybody loves that, you know, but I think if you care about your relationships and you care about your community and knowing the people around you, like it's an amazing place for that.
Awesome. Well, and now probably one of the most interesting topics, and luckily Ian is also a real estate agent there too. We'll get his information for those of you who have more questions. But what you'd mentioned, the housing and the markets, you know, going out further, it's less expensive. Tell us more about the prices and maybe the range and what you'd have to do and things like that.
So condos, so between condos and single family homes, median prices for condos is at about $500,000. I think the latest stat was like this past month was 15,000 for condos. Single family, it's
how big is that condo and how many bedrooms and how big is that condo?
So that median is all condos, and that includes condominiums and townhomes. So to give you a range of condos, I mean, you could get a studio to start on the low end. You could get a studio maybe with parking for about $250,000.
And with an association probably, right?
Yeah.
They all have associations.
The big consideration is the association and how that might, you know, impact your monthly payment. Association fees, from what I hear, relative to the mainland are pretty high here. You know, for a studio like that, on average, you're going to be looking probably around $500 a month for your association. There are buildings that can be more, right? So,
but tell us a little bit more than the amenities for that $500 a month. What typically is provided?
So, I mean, for a bare bones building, you know, I mean, a lot of buildings at $500 a month might be sewer, water, hot water. Sometimes it'll include electric. Sometimes that'll be a little bit more, right? So you can have that flat fee for your utilities rather than having it vary every month. It's pretty common for condos to have a pool, right? Maybe a rec center or a barbecue area. Those are all pretty standard. I would say those, you know, that's pretty baseline.
And include parking too. This is an interesting thing. A good friend of mine recently bought a parking space in Hawaii. At first glance, I think people in Orange County would think that's kind of odd. I'm sure big cities probably find that normal. So that's interesting. There's a parking lot market for parking spaces.
Yeah. I helped a client. He bought 34 parking stalls in Waikiki, and he has a business. He's running out of it.
That is so interesting. So, so when you include the parking spaces that you get with a condo, that too kind of makes it a little bit more sensible, or it makes sense.
Depending on the location, like in Waikiki, you're probably going to pay between $30,000 to $50,000 for a parking stall.
Wait, so that's an addition. So you buy the condo, then you have to also buy the stall?
Oh, no, but if you were to buy it separately, So that's kind of baked into the price a little bit, right? Okay. So you can get a studio with no parking, and you could get one probably closer to $200, maybe $225. If you want parking, you're probably looking $250, $275.
Got it.
So yeah, condos, you know, you can, to start, like I said, you could get a studio for in the 200s. You could spend upwards of $20 million on a condo here if you want to, right? So there's a good range.
Wow. Well, I think, you know, you just now piqued my interest. So I'm sure anybody's listening or watching is going to be, tell me what a $20 million condo looks like.
So the one in particular that I was looking at was a penthouse, one of the newer luxury buildings in Kaka'ako, which is kind of like the hip, artsy, up-and-coming neighborhood. You know, that's where a lot of the development is happening. So this is one of the luxury buildings. I think it was built in 2014, maybe. So a few years old. This was the top floor penthouse. I think it sold for about 18, maybe 19 million a couple of years ago. That was 5 bedrooms, 5 baths, about 8,000 square feet. And
ocean view, obviously.
Ocean view, diamond head view, stunning, you know, everything. Top line appliances, everything.
What about tracks? Or let's say I'll call it a regular house, being from California and Orange County, which would be like a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath or 2-bath house sitting on a 6,500 square foot lot that's 1,400 square feet home or so. You got plenty of houses like that in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. Depending on the location, right? I mean, probably the lowest that you could get one of those houses for is maybe like 650,000-700,000. I think in recent, you know, those prices have gone up considerably in the last couple of years. So I'd say you're probably looking closer to 700 and up for a normal single family home like that.
Still a little less than actually what it would be here. So that still would make it affordable to those Californians who are selling.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people, depending on where you're moving from, you know, like in California, right? I think they're used to the prices, right? It's the people that move from the Midwest or some other markets that where it is more affordable that there's real sticker shock.
Oh, I believe it.
I would say one of the big differences in real estate, one of the adjustments that people have to make moving here is the size of the property. You know, you mentioned 6,500 square foot lot, 1,400 interior. I think generally the lots here are going to be smaller. Like a 6,500 square foot lot would be a pretty good size lot.
Almost unheard of.
I wouldn't say unheard of, but it's sought after. You would pay more for it because it's an oversized lot. You know, you might be looking at like 5,000 square feet. Some of the newer developments, they got a lot more efficient. So you might be looking at 3,500 square feet, right? So not really much of a yard at all. And part of that is just incentive just to try and pack more housing in. So that is one of the things that people have to manage their expectations around is how much space they're going to get.
And of course, out of every state in the union, Hawaii is one of those where, heck, the whole state's your backyard.
Yeah. You might not want to be spending too much time at home anyways.
Yeah, if you're doing it right. Yeah. And then so tell us more about some of the real estate. You see, you're talking about how you can maybe move out of and get a little more affordable.
Yeah, I'd say generally, with the exception of the North Shore of Oahu is very, you know, it's a destination. People think of that like the mecca of surfing. With the exception of that, I would say generally the further you get from urban Honolulu, the more affordable it gets, right? Like most metropolitan areas. And I don't know if you'll show like a map of Oahu to help, but like the further west on the island, those are usually the most affordable. So if you go all the way to the west coast in Waianae, that's going to be probably the most affordable homes on the island. But it's also the furthest from urban Honolulu, you know, where you would have to have
the furthest being. What's the drive, a half hour or
from the furthest part, maybe like 45 minutes to an hour. So with traffic, you know, that could get pushed up to an hour and a half or so, but that's literally like as far as you can possibly go all the way to the end of the road, basically. So,
that's actually relatively affordable for Californians. I think that price range, I was a little surprised. I was thinking was even higher than California, but obviously Honolulu is probably definitely higher. But then as you go out, though, there's plenty of affordability. I mean, in other words, for probably Californians, I think it'd be fair to say that 500, 600, 700, 800,000, it would be affordable because they're selling theirs for $1.2 million, $1.3 million, $1.5 million.
Yeah.
You know, so there's things there for them.
No, absolutely. I would say the majority of the people that I talk to that are moving here from out of state are from California, Washington, you know, a lot of the West Coast. Couple from New York, you know, but typically, yeah, the places that are already more expensive to begin with.
Good to know. Well, so tell us a little bit about yourself. So any of our listeners that would like to know more about Hawaii, they can contact you.
I mean, you know, you can find me on Instagram. It's just my full name, Ian Chow Ice on Instagram. If you want to give me a call, text is actually probably easier just so, you know, if I can't pick up your call, 808-372-3146. That's probably the easiest way. Or if you want to shoot me an email, ian@pineapplehi.com. That works too.
All right. And you've got a great name of your real estate company. Tell us the name of the real estate company you work at.
Pineapple Homes.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's one of the best names I've heard. It's just so appropriate. That's awesome. So, all right. Well, hey, I sincerely appreciate you taking your time out of your day and telling us a little bit more about your beautiful state of Hawaii. And hopefully you'll get some people contacting you and you'll be able to sell them a house.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to help anyone.
So, all right. Well, sign it off. And thanks again. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for tuning into The Jones Zone, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. If you found this information and insights shared in today's episode valuable, be sure to head over to iTunes to rate the show, leave a review, and subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Remember, when it comes to real estate, knowledge is power. Stay informed and stay ahead of the game with us. I'll be back next week with even more expert advice and industry insights. Don't miss it. Thank you.